Jonathan, thank goodness this is an audio-only podcast, because on the video that I'm looking of you right now, you're all flustered and excited and you can't hide this big grin off your face. And I'm worried because I have no idea what you're so happy about.
Luke, this is the 100th episode of Crossword.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, congratulations to both of us. I went back and listened to episode one yesterday on the drive home. I don't know about you, but I'm really proud of what we've accomplished. It's been like 5 years since we started.
Yeah.
This is the 100th episode. And while there are some things that haven't changed, we've also grown and evolved quite a bit as people, and there's a lot that's happened around us. So it's been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. I recorded quite a number of podcasts. This is the longest running that I've ever done. And please God, we'll see 200.
Yeah. Yes. So there's a number of ideas I had. One of the things I did in preparation for this, Luke, is I went back and wrote down the title of every single episode we've done.
Why?
I actually quite enjoyed it. And all the memories started coming back as I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I may or may not sprinkle some of those things in sort of as we go along. But from the first episode, I thought it would be fun to share some of the highlights that stood out to me. And let's have a little bit of fun and talk about like the meta of Crossword. We'll talk about WordPress next time. So for anyone who's coming for just WordPress, you can skip to the next episode.
But this is WordPress.
You know,
this is a reflection on the last 5 years of WordPress. Because what version were we talking about? I remember the first episode we were talking about
5.3, yeah. Baby. 5.3.
Changes in 5.3 that were related to, that's when that annoying email screen came up, you know, like,
yes.
Can you please confirm that this is the correct admin email?
And yep.
People were a bit upset by that. It's a bit of a nothing thing now, but every time I see it, I go, ugh, that's annoying.
You know, I still actually feel a bit of that too. And part of what we discussed in the first episode is like, is this bloatware? Do these types of things belong in core WordPress? Should it just have been a plugin? And that started one of the themes that we established in the first episode, which is this idea of us generally disagreeing on things.
What? We never disagree.
I mean, we do disagree.
No, we don't.
But we find value. Yeah. Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
We find value in the process of disagreeing. And it's rooted in mutual respect that even if we disagree with each other, we had the benefit of years of knowing each other before we did this and continue to know each other through this, that we respect each other's perspective, even if we think the other one's misguided or whatever the case may be.
You know,
I think you're just too optimistic at times.
me optimistic. I think, yeah, the roles there are reversed, of course. Yeah, I was reading a paper this week related to education study and things like that.
As one does.
Talking about constructivism as a pedagogy, and I won't go into that. That's a different podcast. But it was just talking about the benefits of arguing a position. That is when you can really argue for and against a particular position, that is one of the best ways of locking in that knowledge. So I think this podcast has been really helpful from that perspective.
I wrote down a couple of quotes from the first episode that I thought might be interesting to pull out. So you said that if Gutenberg is successful, and I quote, it will destroy page builders.
Yes, I think I stand by that.
So is the condition on whether or not Gutenberg is successful? Like, what do you think? And also one of the things that we both said in that first episode is that we both expressed the sentiment of being all in on Gutenberg, sort of directionally.
Yeah. So I guess what I think I meant by that, and if I'm going to stand by it now, what I would say about it is the measure of Gutenberg's success is the inverse of the success of page builders.
Okay.
I think that is sort of, in a way, Gutenberg's goal is there shouldn't need to be other page builders because Gutenberg is so useful, so
interesting.
Easy to use. It's so adaptable and can do everything that everybody wants. And by that measure, it has not been a success.
My thinking about this has shifted over the past couple of years. I think Gutenberg's potential, to me, lies especially in what it could enable. Like right now, it feels like it's in a bit of a no man's land where there's all this incredible functionality and capability, a lot of effort that's gone into it. And it's like pretty good. And for certain use cases, it's pretty great. But on the whole, it's far from that promise that I think a lot of us saw of it's going to replace all the builders. And far from that, I think when it's at its best, it would be more about how does it enable other players to do what they could do even better for us, more specialized use cases. What do you think?
Certainly, Gutenberg is great for blogging, right? It's great for writing posts. And
yeah,
the fact is, though, that WordPress moved beyond blogging a long time ago. And we don't need page builders. We need site builders.
Mm.
And building a site on Gutenberg, you know, maybe it's going to get better, but right now it is really tough. It's clunky and difficult, and it's just not quite there. So I'm not sure Gutenberg has lived up to my expectations.
Well, and most of the building is happening in other sub ecosystems. Elementor is growing like crazy, right? Like Beaver Builder, Divi, like people, that a lot of the innovation is happening. Yeah. So first episode, the actual first item of news that we covered, because from the beginning we established that we'd be talking about like what's going on in WordPress, was actually the redesign of the tavern.
That was a joke.
But it was the first thing. You didn't tell me what you were going to start out with, and that was the first one you sprung on. So joke or not, there was a redesign.
Yeah.
And we were talking then about Justin coming on board and our excitement about that, and a lot has changed.
A lot has changed. Wow. The tavern was such a staple. It was so important for WordPress. It was a cornerstone, really, of keeping up to date with what was happening in WordPress. I just don't think there's any coming back from where it is now.
Yeah, it could certainly, but it's all about the people. And I know that, at least from what I've heard so far, well, let me just set all what I've heard aside. There aren't people that I can tell that are working on it that are motivated to really like take it to where it was previously.
And in addition to that, sentiment around Automattic and Matt's involvement in the project has really changed, especially for the tavern audience, even if sentiment more broadly may not have. And so I think that also is going to play a big factor.
So I wanted to, as we look back in the past 100 episodes, I have the benefit right now of the titles in my head. You don't. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, what are some of the things that, the highlights for you? Like, what are the things that you've enjoyed over the past like 5 years of doing this?
Yeah, good question. I think the WordCamp episodes are always a lot of fun. And anytime you and I get to meet up in real life, that's a thrill, which is going to happen again soon, right?
CloudFest, a couple weeks. Yeah, I'm excited.
How about you? What's the highlight episodes for you?
You know, it's an interesting tension because I actually really enjoy the perspective episodes that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
I think the heart of it for me is I like doing this, and I like how it evolved into the 15 minutes. The first episode was actually 25 minutes long. And then I think somewhere, I don't know, it was season two or what, we decided to just go for the 15-minute format, which I've really enjoyed. But the perspective episodes are where we play with longer form. They're generally like 45 minutes. And in episode one, we teased Weston as a guest to talk about the future of the customizer. And we're going to bring him on here soon. Sooner rather than later. We've been teasing about this for a while, but that's been a joy. Like, we've had a pretty wide range of guests, from folks like Andrew Middleton and Francesca to folks outside of the WordPress ecosystem entirely, to bring in like their insights. We had someone from Mozilla on.
Yeah, Ryan Singer was a big highlight.
I actually
have this like pit in my stomach that I wasn't happy with that particular interview. It was more about a meet your idols sort of situation.
I gotcha. Kent By. We brought Kent on for an episode.
Yeah, Kent By. That also was a meet your idols moment. The Voices of VR podcast guy. And because VR, you know, went in its heyday, there's been a bit of crossover there with WordPress. The other one that stands out was the interview with Marika after the Yoast SEO thing. They were advertising in the WordPress admin.
Episode two was advertised in the WordPress admin. That was like one of the first things that we began to touch on. Yep. Yeah, that was fun. I've noticed a shift. Like, it's interesting to look at, I'm going to read a couple of the highlights to you from the season episode title. So season two, once we got into it for a bit, we talked about WWDC and the plugin repository, a design system for WordPress. Google and WordPress. We talked about Jetpack. Hamilton's open web intrigued me. I kind of want to go back and see what that was about.
Yeah, that's when you were on your little Hamilton kick, the musical.
We started doing our perspective episodes in season two. And then we did one, or we did one in season three and another perspective episode in season four. Then season seven comes along. Let's just jump forward. And our opening episode for season seven was Existential Threat.
Right.
We hadn't recorded for some time, and a couple of things like changed that time around.
How long? What was the gap between season six and seven, do you think? A few months?
I want to say it was longer. I think more like 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, we both had a lot going on. And I also went through some pretty big life changes myself personally. And coming back to that and just processing it together was invaluable for me. Like that, we eventually called it what it was. We had the WordPress therapy episode. Mm-hmm. And I think going through that experience with you and just being able to talk about it, and the feedback that we've had from folks who've been listening have also told us that they valued that, because I think we did our best to be honest and vulnerable about, while recognizing that we're not just observers, we're actively in this and affected by the things that are happening.
Yeah, I've heard from a number of folk who have appreciated just being able to be along for the ride with us and process alongside us. And maybe they're yelling in their car at how we're getting it so wrong, or maybe they're grieving the inevitable demise of WordPress right there with some of my doom and gloom.
What are you talking about?
But I think that was really helpful. And even though sometimes I can exaggerate the, you know, a little bit, I can definitely take on that negativity, which is a reflection, I think, of your positivity, then I think that that's really a helpful way of exploring the topic in multiple facets.
I think so too. I noticed for me personally, in those first couple of seasons in particular, I was still, I've always been impressed and appreciated your level of confidence and your well-spoken and articulate. I remember just a number of times where we've been in situations where you had to improvise like in person, and you did a great job at that. We had a meeting at WP Engine offices like really early on. And I remember you being on a stool in the middle of the office talking about like WordPress and all this stuff to a big audience. And I was like, man, Luke's doing a great job at that.
You know what stands out to me in terms of improv is we shared a room at WordCamp Asia in Bangkok.
Oh, yes.
And you were preparing the day before for your talk and kind of freaking out a little bit. And I said, oh, it's no big deal. Just relax. You can just always improvise it. Just don't worry about it. Just relax. And I think that's an important tip to anyone preparing a talk.
It is.
And I said, all right, give me a topic. And I can't remember which one you gave me, but I then stood up and
you did a good job.
You know, with the private audience of one, made a pretty good WordCamp presentation off the top of my head, including, you know, multiple points and a summary at the end and all of that sort of thing.
You did a great job. And what I've seen in myself, one of the big things, and I'll always appreciate this, while I was at Automattic working on the WooCommerce team, I had the benefit of working with a coach that worked with me on like public speaking. And this was like COVID times, which we went through together. We did episodes, we did a bunch of different things. And it was great for me to see in myself my own comfort with working with you on things that we disagreed with and holding my own. And I saw my confidence increase. And the work that we did on Crossword was an important mark of that for me. I'm like, hey, I was able to enjoy like the disagreement and the tension that we would occasionally create as we were navigating things. So that's been a big highlight for me.
Yeah. And I think for me also, it's helped to highlight the sort of zone of things where I sometimes get it wrong. I mean, I get lots of things wrong all the time. Don't get me wrong, but I definitely have a particular bias, and Crossword has helped me to highlight that. So when I'm speaking on a particular topic and I can recognize, oh, this is sort of falling inside of that zone, it helps me to shift my confidence level maybe to be a little more accurate.
Yeah. Well, as we're wrapping this one up, I'm looking forward to the next. A huge special thanks to Khan, our editor, and Luke and the team. Luke Ferrugia, that's been helping do some of the behind the scenes stuff that's made it possible. We now have an editor that we've been working with, which is great. And Luke, I'm looking forward to the next 100 episodes.